foster care system has gotten a bad rap over the years. This is my journey into the enigma we call foster care. An enigma is a person or thing that is mysterious, puzzling, or difficult to understand. The foster care system is exactly that to a lot of people. The foster care system is in place to support kids and teens whose families are going through a crisis. With the current drug epidemic, homelessness at an all-time high, and the financial instability that our nation is facing, the need for foster homes is great. In some cases, these precious kids have experienced abuse, neglect, or the system has deemed their current living arrangement unsafe. As of September 2018, there are 9,654 youth in the foster care system. This is a story of one little man that moved into our home and stole my heart. Meeting little man. I got my first call on a rainy Wednesday night. My husband and I had just finished all our foster care classes. Our background checks were cleared, interviews were done, credit was checked, and our contract had been signed 3 weeks earlier. I was beginning to think that we'd never get the call. I actually asked a friend of mine who works for Child Protective Services if it took an act of Congress to get a kid. The goal of foster care is to disrupt the child's routine as little as possible. So before they're placed into care, every opportunity to keep them in their community is exhausted. They check with any family members that can take them. They ask teachers or coaches that they can take if they can take them. When it gets to the point where they can't find a safe placement for them, they are taken into the foster care system. That being said, I was surprised when I got the call that an 8-year-old boy from Montgomery County needed a place to stay. The Department of Community-Based Services office was at least an hour drive from where I was. The worker, who was trying her hardest to find him a home, reassured me that she wouldn't have any problem finding him a place because he was such a sweet boy. So guilt just washed over me as I told her that it was too far for me to drive, but if she couldn't find a home for him, to keep me in mind. So the whole time I was thinking, where's this little man going to sleep tonight? Where's, you know, he's sitting in this cold office not knowing where he's going to wake up in the morning. So I was very relieved when my phone rang less than an hour later. And I told her, yep, I'm coming. I'm on my way. So I told, I scooped up my son from youth group, told the youth pastor that I had to go and that he would have to find somebody to take my small group of girls that I work with on Wednesday nights. And Aiden and I hit the road. And I had never been to Montgomery County, so I set my GPS for the address that I had. And apparently Google Maps wanted to take me the scenic route because it took me an hour and 15 minutes to get there. The whole ride up there, my son was asking me, what's his name? How old is he? What does he look like? How long is he going to stay with us? And I told him all I knew, that he was 8 years old and he was a boy. That was all I knew. Hayden was on the edge of his seat. He was so excited to have a little foster brother. So Aiden has an incredible giving, loving heart that he really focuses on making sure that everybody has what they need. So when we did finally get there, little man's worker walked him out to my car. He had tears in his big blue eyes, and he was tiny. His worker was a pretty petite young woman, and she handed me his backpack and his allergy medicine, his ADD medicine, assured him that we were going to take good care of him. And after a few minutes and a hug from her, we were on our way home. My son had hopped in the back seat of the car with him and was trying to make conversation with him, and he really didn't have much to say. Little man was pretty overwhelmed at that point. But Aiden was able to break through with my phone and Minecraft, and they kind of bonded over that, and they watched some YouTube videos. And by the time we got home, little man was so exhausted that he was just sleeping in the back seat of my car. The next day was a school day for me, so little man spent the day with my husband. When he came to us, he only had the clothes on his back and his backpack from school. That's all he had with him. So my husband decided to take him to Walmart to get him a few outfits. Usually when a kid first comes into care, they give him a voucher for clothes, and little man didn't have that. So we decided that we were going to go ahead and buy the clothes and see if we can get reimbursed for him. His worker had told me that he was allergic to cats, and we had two, so I was afraid that was going to be a problem. He did have a cough, and he said his throat hurt, so my husband arranged for him to go to the doctor, and Kid Care LLC and Dr. Coleman were amazing with him. They got him right in, and you weighed him and checked all his vitals, and we found out that even though he's 8, his weight was only 5%. Of other kids his age, and his height was 10%. His BMI is 0. Like I said, he is tiny. The ADD medicine that he takes makes him not want to eat, and his mom is pretty thin and petite too. So the next day was Friday, and I got him registered at school, and it was so easy to do. I mean, the teachers were amazing. He got to meet his teacher. And with it being Friday, it was a pretty easy day for him. They were going to watch movies and read, so I think he fit right in. We took him to the dentist, and he didn't have any cavities. And we figured out that he is a pretty picky eater. He likes plain cheeseburgers with nothing on it, bacon, sausage, and a lot of sweets. So, typical 8-year-old boy. As I drive to the visit for little man to visit with his mom and family, I can't help but think what this little man who didn't ask for any of this feels. I look back at him sitting in the back of my car listening to YouTube videos or whatever. He just seems so calm and like it's normal. What's normal to these kids and what's going through their mind? I would be in a state of emotional mess if I was away from my mom. But kids are so resilient and they're so accepting of what their lives are going through. His life could be chaotic right now, but I look at him and he just seems so at ease and just like it's normal. So the first time we met his mom, we had driven up to the Montgomery County DCBS office to just set up the visitation and just kind of all get on the same page of what his best interests are. So we sat down. She had a lawyer with her, and I had my husband and our caseworker and her caseworker were there. And little man sat next to his mom, and on the other side of him was a family friend that he calls his uncle. So come to find out, he's not really related, but he's known little man his whole life. So after we got all the paperwork signed and we arranged, you know, when the best time that I could take him up there, drive him up there for the visits, my husband and I left to go sit out in the car, and little man had a little visit with his family. And afterwards, Kenny, that's his godfather, was talking to my husband, and little man's mom came out the door with tears in her eyes, and my husband's not one to deal with tears, so he's like, yeah, go talk to Kim, she's right over there, and he pointed her over across the parking lot to me, and she walked up to me with just tears in her eyes, and she was like, I'm so glad and I feel so much better knowing how nice you are. And I just put my arms out to give her a hug because she looked like she needed a hug and she just collapsed into my arms. And she said to me, I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it broke my heart because that in other circumstances, her and I could be friends. I mean, she seemed like a stressed out mom that just got overwhelmed. And I mean, I don't know the whole backstory. And I told her, I said, mother to mother, I will take care of your son. Just do what you have to do and he'll be okay. We'll be okay. So, we loaded up little man and headed home, and it was life changing for me because he didn't ask for any of this. He probably doesn't understand any of this. Holidays with foster care. Thanksgiving was coming, and we knew that sometimes holidays are tough for kids in the foster care system when they're in home care. So I talked to little man's mom, and she said that their tradition was to give little man a piece of pumpkin pie and take a picture of him with it. So we don't really eat pumpkin pie in our home, but we made sure that we got him his own special piece of pumpkin pie. And we had whipped cream that you spray out of the bottle, the Ready Whip, and he really enjoyed getting a big mouthful of it sprayed in there before he ate his pie. And we took some pictures and laughed a little bit, and he really enjoyed his day. So it seemed like he didn't really have a problem being at our home. He's already been asking for Christmas presents and things that he wants for Christmas. He said he wants a cat for Christmas. So I don't think Santa's going to be bringing him a cat, because we already have two and he can't bring it home with him when he goes home. So we're looking forward to Christmas if he's with us, and if he's not, he'll be at home and hopefully he'll have a good Christmas. So why don't you want me to call our home your foster home? How come you don't want me to call our home your foster home?
Well, because it makes me, like, very sad, because it makes me miss my mommy.
Oh, okay.
That's why I hate foster home.
Okay.
That word.
Do ya?
It's terrible.
Well, do you know now that your foster home is a safe home for you?
Yeah, I can call it safe home.
There you go, if that's what you want to call it. You can call it that.
Yeah, but hey, we gotta make something. This has gotta be a rule in case of a fire.
Okay.
We have to have a safe meeting place.
Okay. You wanna plan that when we get back to my house?
Yeah, in the front or the backyard.
Okay. That's a good idea.
We could go, we can meet at the, on the other side of the road.
We'll find a meeting spot.
How about the old house?
Okay.
Like on the side where all those, like where there's the open place.
Mm.
That open lane.
Mm-hmm.
Open door. Yeah, there's not even a door.
Yeah. So where do you think your mom's gonna get a new place?
I don't know.
Where'd you stay with before? Like before you came to stay with us? For a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've known Kenny since you were a baby, right?
Yeah, since he was about 1 year old.
Oh. Did Kenny know, did your mom know Kenny when she was little?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And you've known Kenny a long time.
That's why he's that old.
Oh.
He's 54.
That's not old. How old do you think I am? Oh, I do? Do I?
Yeah.
See, that's why I love you. I am 46.
Well, you look like you're like 30-something.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Because you're like 30.
Wow.
I knew you were a cool kid.
So you're 16. You look 16 years younger than you are.
See, you're so good at math.
I'm like, let me see. You look 16 years younger than you look, but then how old you are now.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. Your mom looks pretty young, too.
Nicer,
the teacher's nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.